This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools. Put the go in all your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Now through December 4th, get 40% off any Constant Contact marketing plan for 3 months. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and get started today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Just a couple of quick notes here at the top of the hour. We're going to be joined just a little later by Courtney Harris. She is a police officer, and she was facing the end of her career until my friends at responderrescue.org were able to step in and help. That's one reason that we love to help out Responder Rescue this time of year. We've got our ATF raffle going on, and we'll talk to Courtney coming up at about 8:20 on how you can help, because we're going to draw the big winner of that raffle on Wednesday. So you got a day and a half left, and I want you to hear Courtney's story. She'll be joining us here at about 8:20. At the bottom of the hour, it is time for Wiggins America. He's joining us on Tuesdays now instead of Fridays. And guess what? His second book came out today, and we get to talk to him about it.
That's awesome.
Very excited to have our two-time published author Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, in studio at the bottom of the hour. We'll get to that. And he's got a very well-known name, has not only endorsed the book, but wrote the foreword for it. And we'll get to all that for you here at the bottom of the hour. First, though, I want to refocus for a minute on what happened last week in the Francis Howe School District. Confirmed for me by a number of parents that at Francis Howe High, there is a 6-foot-tall, 200-plus-pound man using the girls' room. And nobody seems to care, from what we can tell. Everybody wants it to just go away. And we've got Jane Puskar with us right now, who's, of course, on the school board out there. Jane, how are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thanks for having me. Hello, Kim. How are you?
Hi, great.
Yeah,
thanks for being on.
Thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning. So what happened last week? I know we talked about it. We talked to Joe Brazel and another mom from the district, and they were obviously upset over what's going on at Francis Howe High. How was this? How did this go in the meeting?
Well, let me give you a little bit of background. In October of 2023, the policy 2116, privacy and safety in restrooms and locker rooms, was put on the agenda for a first read. It never saw the light of day after that. The reason, I got a bunch of reasons that were, I'll get into that in a minute. But what happened was I wanted the agenda to be put on the policy to be put on the December agenda. And so I made the motion for 2116 to go on the December agenda for a first read, not a vote, just a first read. And the president of the board denied my motion and made a remark about it somehow violating sunshine laws or something like that. I don't even know. But he said he wouldn't allow it. So then I made a motion to overturn the president's decision, and I couldn't get a second, so the motion failed. All six of them sat on their hands while I tried to do what's right to protect our girls in our bathrooms and locker rooms, and nobody would join me.
That's frustrating.
What do you think it is, though? Why are they not speaking up? These are the people who were elected into the position. Some of them ran as conservatives saying they would do that, and here they are twiddling their thumbs doing nothing.
There's supposedly 5-2 majority of conservatives. What happened is, I don't know, you know, sometimes people run on one thing and say things that, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, and then they change once they get in office. But the reasons that I've heard from some of them on the board why they didn't want this put back on the agenda was, well, they want to wait for the Missouri Supreme Court decision. Now's not the right time. We're going to get sued. I want a 7-0 vote. It's the legislature's job. And then my favorite, there's no public outcry. Well, public, get out there and get involved. Call 636-851-4000 and take back our bathrooms. It's as simple as that. These little girls are being treated like second-class citizens because they're being told that your privacy wants and needs are superseded by a male that wants to go into your bathroom. It's not fair, and it truly upsets me. And I'm so disappointed in the lack of action by the other board members. Just so, totally disappointed.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that. I wonder if you know that a policy you're going to pass is likely to cause a lawsuit, for example, but you know that same decision is in a different case is about to be heard by the Supreme Court. What difference does it make if you go ahead and institute the policy now? If the court rules against it, it's going to get thrown out anyway. And if the court rules for it, then you've already got your policy in place.
Yeah, and the sad little fact, Mark, is that court case is nothing like our policy. And that's another part I don't understand. That happened in Blue Springs. And if you want to read up on it, fine. Kid went through hormone blockers, sex surgery, went to the other bathroom, and the board said, no, you can't go in that bathroom. And I believe that child was treated poorly, very poorly. That is nothing like ours. Ours is boys and boys, girls and girls, gender confused in a single-sex bathroom. And if you had your driver's license changed, you can go in the bathroom that your driver's license says. Not your birth certificate, your driver's license. So tell me, you know what's going to happen? The lawsuit that we see is going to be much, much larger from the parents of the young lady who gets hurt or is exposed to in that bathroom. Sorry.
No, I agree with that completely. Yeah, I was going to ask you what the specifics were of this particular policy. That's just common sense. I don't know why we can't get around that. And my guess is there were parents that showed up at the meeting the other night and voiced their frustrations. Am I correct?
That's correct. And in the December meeting, we're going to have a couple more. What they did was they invoked policy 412, which states that you as a patron or parent can go directly to the superintendent, bypass all the bureaucracy, you know, how you get passed from this person to that person. Bypass that. Talk to the superintendent. He has to give you an appointment within 20 days. And if the superintendent cannot give you a resolution to your issue, then you have the right to go address the board for 5 full minutes, 3 people, 5 minutes each at the next board meeting. Right now we have 2 that are going to the December board meeting, and I'm hoping that more people will step up. But I'll tell you, Mark, they're afraid to step up because of the fact that parents are fearful of retribution to their kids. It's a real thing.
You've got to be kidding me. You can't go in open session to the board and during public comments and talk about this?
Well, you can, but your kids might be taken off some sports team or not given that, you know, that special designation of leader, whatever. Wow.
Wouldn't that be retaliation? I mean, wouldn't that then?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And the unfortunate thing is by the time you would legally pursue that, you know, your kids are probably out of school. Mm-hmm. And these parents are afraid. The kids are afraid. When a young lady was asked by her father, why didn't you tell me this was happening? The kid said, because, Dad, I didn't want to be the one.
Yeah.
Isn't part of the issue, because I know the Wentzville School District has had this battle as well, and it was that the people, the kids, like the trans kids, they don't want to have to walk all the way down the hallway to the single stall bathroom.
Yeah, well, what ours says is you can't be held responsible by your teacher for being late for a reasonable amount of time. You can't skip half the class. But you cannot be marked tardy because it took you longer to go to a bathroom.
So you've covered that. Yeah, it sounds like
it.
Well, Jane, when is your next meeting? The 12th, did you say?
December the 12th.
Yeah.
At 6:30, 801 Carpet Center Drive. Please, everybody, we need conservative people there. The other side has had their say. Now we need ours. Let's take back our bathrooms and do something about this misogyny.
I hope people show up. Jane Pushkar, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mark. And Kim, you guys have a great, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, Jane. Thank you very much. Jane Pushkar there with the Francis Howell School Board. Next meeting, December 12th. If you think that's about as outrageous as I do, go out there and voice your opinion as a taxpayer. Let them know, please. Coming up, Courtney Harris is going to join us. She is one of the first responders who has been helped tremendously by my friends over at Responder Rescue. We're trying to raise money for them this month. and you're running out of time. We're going to talk to Courtney when we come back. Responder Rescue is a fantastic organization, responderrescue.org. I told you we've spent this month trying to help them out with their ATF raffle. And I draw the winners on Wednesday at about 12:30. So you still got time. Tickets are $1 apiece. Text the word responder to 33100 and you can buy your tickets today. Now that I've explained that and gotten it out of the way, I want to explain to you why Responder Rescue is such a great organization. They step in, they take care of our first responders when they find themselves in a spot, right? And that can be a lot of different things. It could be a heating bill, a mortgage payment if they've been off work because of an injury, or it could be something else. And our guest right now is Courtney Harris. We had Courtney on, was it a year and a half ago, Courtney, right before you were about to have your surgery, I believe. How are you doing?
Yes, it was about 2 years ago. I'm 2 years post-op this past weekend, and I am doing great. I couldn't ask for better recovery results and health.
Well, congratulations on that, and I'm so glad to hear you're doing so well. Just for people that may not remember, you explained it so well here in the studio when you joined us, but tell people what you went through. You were serving as a police officer when you started having this problem with your jaw, correct?
Correct, yeah. I started with migraines that were not getting better. We started so many migraine medications, hospital stays, tests, you name it. I went through it, and we could not find the root cause of why I was declining so quickly. Finally did an MRI of my face and realized that my jaw was falling apart. There was bone spurs everywhere. It was just kind of pretty much deteriorating as this progressed. I had to find a surgeon that would treat me. So I went to two different surgeons. They said, yeah, we can't help you. I finally found Dr. Movahead. He's a private surgeon in Chesterfield, thankfully. And he told me, he just went down this whole list of these, this is what's wrong with you? And I just started crying because I was like, okay, I'm not crazy. So I had to do braces for about a year to separate all my teeth. Had to do little mini surgeries to prepare me for the big one. And like I said, about 2 years this week, I had the 12-hour surgery. He replaced my jaw joint. He did a genioplasty, which he broke my chin and pushed it forward with a plate, broke my upper palate in two places, put some plates up there, pushed my face almost an inch forward. I can breathe so much better. I'm eating. I'm back in school. It's been a very long journey, but it's been amazing.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, Courtney. Wow. So what kind of help, what kind of assistance did Responder Rescue give you when you were going through all of this?
Health insurance is fun. It wanted to pick and do what they wanted to pay for, and my surgeon fee up front, because he is a private surgeon, was almost $60,000 out of pocket for him to even do the surgery. So when we got that bill, my husband's a police officer. I was a police officer at the time. We were like, okay, what do we do? And I was in and out of the hospital a lot, and we were talking about selling our house, doing what we needed to do. And when Responder Rescue saw my story on Facebook, Pat Byrne called me and said, we're paying for it. And I'm like, is this a scam? I don't, who is this?
Who are you? Yeah.
Who are you? This is not funny. they did it. I had surgery, I would say like 6 months later, after everything was prepared and done. And, you know, I tell Pat and Lisa monthly, you know, that they saved my life, that, you know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them, because we didn't have that money.
And if we were going to go the route to sell, we ended up selling our house and moving in with my parents for recovery. But we still didn't have that type of upfront money.
It's an amazing story. And I know originally you had to give up your job as a police officer. Have you been able to go back to that, or are you trying to?
No. So I am not a police officer anymore. I was offered a EMS scholarship through Michael Langsdorf to go to St. Charles Ambulance District, and I will be done with paramedic school next week.
Oh, congratulations. what a great story. Courtney, we're so happy for you. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning, and thank you for helping us point out what a great organization Respond to Rescue is.
Yeah, they are a gift from God, and I thank them every day, and they know it.
Courtney Harris, thank you for your time. We're so happy that you're recovering, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you, Courtney. Wow, what a great story.
Gosh, her just describing the surgery she had to go through. Was it a 12-hour surgery?
Yeah. Well, again, you text the word responder to 33100. You can buy tickets in our raffle. All of the money goes to Respond to Rescue. We, as a radio station here, we've helped raise 80 grand for them the past 3 years. You know it's going to great causes like that. Help us out. We'll have more details on it here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back.
And now, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy.
If God dwells inside us, like some people say, I sure hope he likes enchiladas, because that's what he's getting.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
Now, why in the world would we play Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy before getting to the one and only Ryan Wiggins in Wiggins America? Ryan, how are you?
Oh, man, that's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Thank you so much.
If God dwells inside of us, I hope he likes enchiladas.
Because that's what he's getting. Man.
You have recently had a conversation with the Jack Handy.
So that is a real person. People question this a lot. Jack Handy, when he would read those on Saturday Night Live, that's the only time you'd ever hear his voice or see him. because he was a writer and he did not do acting.
Yeah.
And so that is a real person. That's Jack Handy reading those.
And we tell you that because today, already published author Ryan Wiggins has his brand new book, has hit Amazon. It's called The Grocery List, Food for Thought, with a foreword by the original Jack Handy.
The
That's
man
amazing.
Himself. Yeah, well, he gave me a bunch of blurbs to choose from for the book, and it was not easy to get because he is not, he's like, I don't want to say he's a recluse, but he's just not involved in stuff anymore.
Okay.
Once he got done writing, I guess, for Saturday Night Live, because he wrote for Steve Martin for a long time. A lot of Steve Martin's early stand-up, as far as I understand, Jack Handy was involved in that.
Wow.
And then, of course, Jack Handy became famous because of Deep Thoughts and Saturday Night Live. So when I wrote The Grocery List, and I've been writing this for over 20 years, they're just things like that.
Yeah.
They're just little one-line page things. And I'm like, I got to publish these eventually. So when I went to, and I started working on this like a year and a half ago to publish, I was like, I got to get Jack Handy's endorsement on this because that's basically what they are. And it took me, I started the process of trying to talk to him in May of this year. And it took that long to get a response and then for him to initially tell me no.
Right.
Thankfully, he talked to me. And he said, no, I don't really do that for people who I don't really know and I don't know the material and stuff. And so I'm like, well, then we could get to know each other real well. That'd be fine, too.
I'd be willing to talk to you more.
Yeah, we could talk. And I don't know if it was just persistence, annoyance, or if he liked the material that I sent him. But then he sent me, I was standing right there where Kim's at about a month ago. And I opened my email and it said, he just goes, all right, fine.
I'm like, oh my gosh. All right, fine.
Yeah, he's like, all right, I'll do it. Like, complete 180, because he gave me a long description, like, here's why, you know, if I did this for people who asked, I couldn't. And then he just says, never mind. Like, here you go.
Probably, if I do this, will you stop paging me and emailing me three times a day?
That might have been part of it.
That's the fine print part that you didn't
read. Right.
Well, what's the book about?
It is basically like one-liner things like that. I brought a couple. It's like this. One page would say this. As far as nicknames go, probably the worst thing that could have happened to Lydia was when she got the clap.
Somehow, I have so many questions.
All right, how about this one?
Yeah.
For a while, anyway, have an enormous day would be a nice salutation. It'd have people going, yeah, I'm going to have one great big day. But after a while, it'd probably get to be like, see you, Frank. Have an enormous day. You too, Todd. Have a massive one.
I just picture you sitting at home like, this is a good one. This is a good one.
Yeah, he said 20 years, though. 20 years of Wiganisms written down in one book. That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. So this has been a long time coming. And just to get hit, Victoria Jackson gave me an endorsement, too, from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I saw that.
So having both of them on there is really super cool. But having him on there, man. I mean, I've written these because he wrote those.
Yeah.
And to have him on there is like a career milestone.
So. Well, it's pretty awesome because, you know, normally when we're having an author on, and I'll just use this Kellyanne Conway book that happened to sitting here in the studio, we get a copy of the book in advance. But I just want you to know, Ryan Wiggins, that this morning I went on Amazon and I bought your book. And it's being delivered to my house on the 29th, on
you
Friday.
You might be the very first because I think it went live at 6 a.m.
Yeah, thank you.
And I haven't posted the link yet or anything, but it is out there if you want to buy it, the grocery list, food for thought. I think grocery list Wiggins is probably the easiest way for it to come
up. I just typed in Ryan Wiggins and both of them came up.
Yeah, it's like a
human.
I would say it's like a 15-minute to 20-minute read.
You should be a writer for SNL and maybe you could save them. I mean, they've gotten funnier with the election stuff because they finally started taking hits at Biden and Kamala, but maybe you'd be the one person to turn them around and actually make SNL consistently funny again.
You know, I sent some stuff to SNL about 4 or 5 years ago, and it was because I had
they weren't funny anymore.
Yeah, I was like, they're not funny anymore. Here, let me help. But they do what's called, and Jack Handy's the one that told me this because I had talked to him years ago too, which is why I still had his contact.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, they do accept over the transom submissions, which rarely happens anymore. But it means you can basically like mail them or throw them stuff, and they'll read it.
Hmm.
And so I sent them some stuff, but I never remember.
So if they used it, would you get paid for it?
You'd probably get hired. I don't think they would just accept a submission.
Okay.
They would have to hire you either as a contracted writer or a real writer.
Yeah, I'm sure the union controls all that.
Yeah,
right,
but just the fact that they accept it is rare anymore because of all the legal contracts.
Well, you know, at some point they've looked at their ratings and thought, we're just not funny anymore. We've got to get some outside material.
It's rough,
wonder.
Man. It's got to be like the stuff he wrote. You know, he wrote Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer, and he wrote Toons is the Driving Cat, and all these, they're just ridiculous sketches. And I don't think you have anybody on there other than, what's her name, Sarah Squirm is what she goes by, but that's not a real name. You know who I'm talking about.
Sarah Sherman.
She does some really goofy stuff.
Weird,
she's one of the
Kyle
only
Mooney
ones, that's really doing goofy, timeless stuff, because that's the key to some of the stuff is that you can read a deep thought now, and it's 25, 30 years old, and it's still really funny.
Right.
Because it's timeless. And that kind of stuff is exactly what I was trying to do with this book. It's not based on current events. It's, here, go Wildcats, I yelled as some Tigers ate a guy I didn't like. that it's just crap. It's just total crap for 20 minutes of your day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you like brushing your teeth and you're like, oh, that's a good one.
You should have put together a calendar if you had enough of them.
Oh, you know what?
I'm just saying.
It's time. This one's out. This one's old news. Time to work on the next thing.
Time to get the calendar out. Well, congratulations.
Let me know how you like it because I still don't have a copy.
The grocery list food for thought. So explain that though, because I thought this was funny as I was looking down the thing here at Amazon. It says that the publisher is last publisher on earth. So you had to go to the last publisher on earth to publish your book?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's me.
And it's publish on demand. So it's not like there's a stack of them sitting somewhere. When you order it, it gets printed and then mailed to you, which is brilliant because you don't have 500 boxes of it sitting at home that then have to be shipped out.
Yeah, when you do it through Amazon, there's a lot of rules. It takes forever to do it. And then you got to wait for it to go live, and they kind of unless you schedule it way out, they're going to tell you when it happens.
Right.
So it was like today. Okay,
by the way,
great.
It's today.
Yeah. So it's just kind of just kind of thrown together. I'm not really good at the publishing part, but I like the writing part. That's the fun part.
No kidding. Well, congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Twice published author, our own Ryan Wiggins.
Yeah, if you've never read my novel, it's called The Life of Human. That one will take you a little longer to get through than this
one. Yeah, yeah. So it's sort of a early look at AI there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what we say, is that, oh, this is an AI takeover. Yeah. It's actually like the old clunky robots take over North America. And so there's a lot of comedy. That one's a multi-genre because the different speakers talking, depending on who's talking, it's a different genre of a book.
Well, that could happen, you know.
I don't know. The old clunky ones?
We're moving that direction. I don't know if it's the old clunky ones.
No,
more like the Elon Musk robots that are playing sports now. They're really creepy.
Yeah. Anytime I see that, I plug my book to whoever's standing there.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I wrote a book.
Have you
about
read a book?
That?
I wrote a book about
this.
That.
Could happen.
All right, Ryan, thank you, my friend. Are we going to hear about this on Wiggins America this weekend?
We will. I'm actually hosting Annie's show today, too.
Oh, that's
so
right.
It's basically 3 hours of this.
Of the grocery list today.
You don't need to buy it. You do a dramatic
You just got to hear them all over the course of 3 hours.
Audiobook version.
It's going to be great.
That's awesome. All right, Ryan, thank you.
All right, thanks,
Mark. All right,
Mark.
Coming up, we're going to get to our first responder spotlight today. Stay tuned, please.
This is your first responder spotlight.
Heard us earlier talking about our friends at Responder Rescue, and of course, this is the time of the month in November when we thank all of our first responders and all that they do for us. And you know, right now we want to give a shout out to the Lincoln County Fire Protection District because they are just absolutely fantastic as well. The folks up in Lincoln County, a great picture of them up there on their Facebook, on their webpage. And thanks for all you do. We appreciate all of you out there, wherever you happen to be, Moscow Mills, Troy. Thank you for all you do there at the Lincoln County Fire Protection District. We're coming to the end of our month here, right, for our first responder Thanksgiving. And we're coming really down to the wire for this ATF raffle. So I would ask you, if you haven't donated yet, to consider going out there and doing that. There's still a hard plastic Santa that on the line here for the people that donate the most. And we're happy to, I'm happy to donate that to the person that contributes the most to the raffle and then tells me they want the Santa. I'll bring it to you. There's a picture of it on my Facebook page.
I think you have to give some background other than just saying there's a hard plastic Santa that's on the grass.
My wife didn't like it, and she told me I couldn't keep it on the porch anymore, and I hate to see him just gather dust in the basement. So I decided, I complained about it on the radio last week, and several people said, oh, I'd love to have that. I'm like, well, maybe I can generate a little more interest for the raffle. Being put on by Responder Rescue. So it's our alcohol, tobacco, and firearms raffle, and the tickets are only $1. Minimum of 10, so you're going to spend $10, or you can spend $100. That'd be a great idea, or $500, whatever you can afford. All of the money goes to Responder Rescue. I really hope you were able to hear our interview with Courtney Harris at 8:20. You can hit the rewind button on the Odyssey app. We'll have that up on demand for you. She was a police officer. Her husband is still a police officer. She originally had to give up her job because of a horrible condition in her jaw, much worse than TMJ, if you've heard of that. She had bone spurs. They basically had to rebuild her jaw. And it was life-changing surgery for her, but it was going to cost her $60,000 before insurance paid a dime. And Responder Rescue stepped up, and they paid that bill. That's the kind of people we're talking about with Pat and Lisa Byrne, who run Responder Rescue. That's what they do. And what we try to do is raise money for them in the month of November. I think our total after last year was $80,000 over 3 years. So they were able to put that money to very good use. They pay, you know, bills, mortgages, whatever a first responder is struggling with if they've been injured on the job and they're out of work. So here's what you can win. And I'll be out there at the range, St. Louis West, on Wednesday, 12:30. We will do it live on Facebook. And we will pick, the computer will pick the winner. I have nothing to do with it. I'll just point that out. So if any of my friends win, I had nothing to do with it. When you buy your tickets online, it automatically puts your name into the computer, and the computer system will randomly pick three winners. And the winners can pick from alcohol, tobacco, or firearms. That's how it's going to work. First winner gets their first choice, and then you get the idea after that. So there's a $2,000 gun donated by the Range St. Louis West. Thank you for that. It's a CMMG Mark IV. It's a 9mm rifle, folding stock. It's beautiful, made by a company over in Boonville and donated by the Range St. Louis West. We appreciate that. You have a chance to win that. You have a chance to win a barrel. Well, I should say a barrel, a basket full of bourbon. Right. In fact, it may end up being in boxes because there's so much of it instead of a basket. If I can fit it all in there, Stolock whiskey is going to be in there. Nobleton's Distillery is going to donate some to me. The friends at Lore Wine and Spirits have given me some great Four Roses single barrel and a variety of other bourbons that are going to be in there. I'm donating a Weller Antique 107. There is a there's a Blanton's in there, a Blanton's Gold, in fact, if you know your bourbon. That's a really good one. A Midwinter's Night Dram. My friend Tom has donated that very generously. We appreciate that. So as you get the idea. If you're a bourbon fan, probably $1,500 worth of bourbon in there with these aftermarket prices these days. And a Blues jersey. He even managed to get me a Robert Thomas signed Blues jersey that will go along with the bourbon. So you're going to win one of those three prizes. That's your option. So let's see, combined probably $3,500 worth of prizes we'll be giving away Wednesday afternoon. And all of the money we've collected goes straight into the coffers of Responder Rescue. It never touches my hands or anybody else's. That's what happens. If you can see it in your heart, we're a bit lower than we were last year. I was just checking it a few minutes ago. If you can get on there and help us out, we would really appreciate it and try to boost those numbers up before we get to Wednesday at about 12:30.
It'll be interesting to see which name you draw, Mark. If you know the person, you in this raffle, did you buy tickets?
I have not bought tickets, and generally I haven't bought tickets because, you know, I am putting my part. I donated some of the bourbon for the bourbon part of the raffle, but I always feel like if I ended up winning, it would look fishy, and I just don't want to risk that.
No,
right?
I agree, but it would be funny if you pulled your name.
I would love nothing. I know the computer's going to generate the winners. I have nothing to do with it. I just always think that would look funny, and I don't want to be in that situation. So my name will not be in the hat. I did know one of the winners last year, I think.
But I remember,
a police officer.
I remember watching the live video of you on Facebook, and you hit a button on a computer, right, a laptop,
yep,
and it generated,
yep,
the winner.
Charles out at the range will do that for us on Wednesday. So text responder to 33100. Please buy tickets. That's responder to 33100. You'll get sent a link, and you can buy as many tickets as you'd like. And the more you buy, the more you get for free. And I'll pick a winner on Wednesday. Thank you for that. Hey, stick around. The Kilmeade Show is coming up next. And as you just heard that, Ryan Wiggins in for Annie today. And then we'll get to the Reardon Show later. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 5.
Get more at 971talk.com.